let's get right into this Georgia-Notre Dame game. Both teams just walloped the opponents a week ago. I'll argue that Arkansas State is a much better team than New Mexico. This is a 14-point spread, a 13.5-point spread. Is this going to be a close game?
No, I don't think it is. And that comes down to the fact that at the end of the day, Georgia's just that much better. We're talking about Georgia in the wrong statement a lot of times. Notre Dame is a 9th, 10th best team in the country, but right now there's a vast difference between the top 4 and the top 10. And in that, when you start looking at 5 through 10, there's a big talent drop-off. I expect Georgia to be able to control this game at the line of scrimmage. That's going to be sort of the key for them. They have the playmakers. They can get this done. I think they're going to get it done pretty handily. The thing of it is, I don't know if that's as much a statement about how good Georgia is, although they think they're very good, or if it's a statement that maybe we're a little overhyped on Notre Dame at this point. So, unfortunately for the Golics, I think it's going to be a long, long Saturday for them. Georgia's just going to run all over them.
Before we get to the rest of the Saturday games, you got some good games on Friday. I want to concentrate on USC and Utah, and I'm already reading, because of course the media is dominated by you guys in the Northeast and the Midwest and the South, that the Pac-12 is done. I think we need to keep an eye on this Utah team, and this is a big statement. We'll call it prime time. At least the country gets to see it on a Friday night. This is a big statement against USC.
Yeah, and as much as you're right, usually we are kind of out on the Pac-12 too early. This year has been a little bit more careful because of this Utah team. And I'll go back to Greg McElroy, and we all know Greg does a lot of work with the SEC Network, but when we had Greg on a couple of weeks ago on Go Look the Wingo, we asked him what team we should be keeping an eye on as a playoff caliber team. His answer was Utah. And so Utah actually gets a benefit here, because I think we all thought when USC lost their quarterback that things were going to go off the rails a little bit, and it hasn't. So they still have the opportunity to get a really impressive win, a really quality win here. And the fact that they've got 6 teams in the top 25 right now from the Pac-12 shows you that while there may not be a great team in the minds of some, I think you're wrong, I think Utah is a great team. While there may not be a great team, there are a lot of very good teams. And by the end of the year, I don't know we're going to be saying about every other conference. So Utah is the team to keep an eye out for that. They win with style. I think they can find their way into the playoff.
I have a feeling if you guys weren't at Georgia Notre Dame, you might be up in Madison for Wisconsin and Michigan. What does Michigan have to do to turn around their early struggles and compete against Wisconsin?
Michigan's got to have some semblance of an offense, right? I mean, Shea Patterson has just looked absolutely lost, and the turnovers are part of it. I get that. But the fact is he's holding on to the ball too long, and they have not played quality opponents, and they've managed to look down to those opponents. And we can try and excuse playing a service team in general. An Army is a tough football team. I get that. But you're still Michigan. You're supposed to win that game handily. The problem for Wisconsin is the same problem they always have. They just can't. I mean, talk about a wasted opportunity. They're going to end up with an era where they've had one of the best college running backs of all time in Jonathan Taylor, and it's not going to have mattered. They're not going to have been able to get it done because they never found a competent quarterback, not even a good one, just a competent quarterback. So I expect Wisconsin's offense to be what Wisconsin's offense is. They're going to run the ball easily against Michigan. That defensive line is ripe to be run up on. So Michigan and Shea Patterson are going to have to figure out some way to get some points. I'm not sure, guys, they can do it as easily as they think they should. So this is a big game for Michigan.
Is Wisconsin kind of the victim of playing down competition as well? I mean, they blew them out. They handled them easily, but they haven't been tested yet at all going into this big game.
Yeah, and I still don't believe, like I said, I mean, Wisconsin's biggest issue is quarterback, right? We know they can run the ball all day. We know Jonathan Taylor is going to get the ball. One thing to keep an eye out on is that they've obviously been developing Jonathan Taylor out of the backfield as a pass catcher, and that's something that we didn't see at all last year. It's something we've seen quite a bit comparatively in the first couple of weeks. So I think they're trying to let everybody know, hey, we're trying to develop him as an NFL prospect. It's a little bit like the Bryce Love conversation from a few years ago. Got to be able to catch the ball out of the backfield. So I expect Wisconsin to try and find unique ways to get Jonathan Taylor into this, but this is the sort of game that Wisconsin, frankly, is talented enough to win. And like I said, they play to the weakness of Michigan. Michigan cannot stop the run up the middle. They should be able to control time of possession. So Wisconsin needs to come out and sort of show us who Wisconsin is. And if neither of these teams look good, then it is time to start having the Big Ten just not very good conversation, which is fair other than Ohio State.